Welcome to the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, a place for saving, making, and having fun with your money. We offer you a chance to learn new and creative ways to reach your financial goals. Here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show, it's always about the money. To contact us, visit our website at www.cheapcheetah.com or at www.cheapcheetah.webs.com. And now, here is your host, Gil.
Hello, my Cheap Cheetah family. How are you? Happy pre-Thanksgiving holiday. I'm sorry, happy Thanksgiving holiday. Not even pre. Thanksgiving's over. Now it's all about the shopping for some. It is November 26th. It is about 10:39 in the morning, Sunday morning. And I'm just trying to get my coffee together. How are you, family? It's been a while, right? It is so much going on. And I do apologize because life got in the way of money. And because life did get in the way of money, I was spending a lot of it. So it's hard to be a cheapskate nowadays. Stuff is so daggone expensive. So we're winging it. I have nothing planned for you. I have a few things to go over with you, but I am winging it with you today. And I hope you're all right with that because it's the holiday. What can I say? But I will say one thing. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. I hope they spent it with family, friends. I hope they ate a lot, but not too much. And I hope they didn't spend too much because I know I didn't. My Thanksgiving was kind of quiet. And what I did was I pulled out one of the hams I had from a while ago and I cooked that. Come to find out the ham wasn't good. So, you know, I had to throw that in the garbage. So I ended up eating chicken, which was fine with me because I hate to waste food. But sometimes, you know, you have to because the simple fact is you can't eat food that's not good anymore, that's spoiled. So sometimes it's good to buy food in advance as far as saving and freezing because you never know when, you know, you're going to come short on something. But it's a bad thing, too, because the simple fact is if you buy stuff and put in your freezer and it sits there for years, you're really wasting money, in my opinion. These are just my opinions because the simple fact is if you have that stuff for so many years and it goes bad, you've lost your money and you've lost the ability to eat the food because you want to save it for when you needed it and you never need it. But when you do need it, it's no good. Make sense? So buying stuff way in advance to save is good, to save money. But you have to make sure that you eat it in the right amount of time so it doesn't spoil and you don't end up wasting the food and the money at the same time. Can't be a cheapskate if you're wasting food and money, and especially with the way food is nowadays. Because I always tell you, in order to go in the supermarket, you got to pay like you're going into a club. Meaning, when you come out of that supermarket, aka club, you've spent over $100 and you haven't danced, you haven't had a drink. Only thing you did was buy some food to take home to feed your family with, and it's easily going to cost you $100. Okay, here in New York, I'm talking about. It may be cheaper somewhere else where you live, but it's going to cost me a good $100. Now it seems like it's creeping up to like $125, $130 for like two bags of groceries. So that's why I said when you go into a club, you're going to spend all that probably on drinks and you're dancing and on your outfit. Going to the supermarket is like going to the club, in my opinion. And I, like I said, I'm not even dancing in the supermarket. I'm almost crying. So if you're just joining us now, this is the Cheap Cheetah Money Show with me, Hill. And I'm winging it today because it's been a minute, family. We're talking about a little bit of everything. Nothing structured. We're just hopefully getting back into the swing of things when it comes to saving, making, and having fun with money. I'm a cheapskate. I'm proud of it. I fell off the wagon. I will be honest with you because the simple fact is that so many things have come up in life that have to be addressed that you need money for. And one of the things that came up for me is contractors. If you look at my Blogspot page, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show on blogspot.com, I talk about contractors, if I'm not mistaken. I've had to have a contractor come in, and one of the things I do tell you, when you have contractors come in, don't just take one's word for it. Get three estimates, because everybody now, in my opinion, is trying to rip you off. And when you get three estimates from three different contractors, then you can decide which one you want to go with. Because everybody is, these contractors nowadays that I'm dealing with to have stuff done in my home are trying to double bill you, almost like doctors. They're trying to double bill you for work that should be automatically done. For example, I had a contractor come in and he tried to charge me three times for garbage removal. Like when he finishes with the stuff, he's going to remove the garbage. He put it in three different places to charge me three different times. That's why you have to get three different contractors. You have to tell them to give you three estimates in writing, and you have to go over exactly what you want done and make sure that in writing the estimates are what you want done for the price you want to pay. Everything is negotiable. So if you don't like the price he quotes and he won't go down and work with you, then move it on to somebody else. Okay? Because where one won't, another will. That's all I'm saying. And that's what I have had to do on several occasions is try to find a contractor who will work with me and do the work properly and, just at the price I want. I'm willing to work with you. I mean, I'm a cheapskate and I need to save my money and I understand things are expensive, but there's a price in my head that I will only pay, to get certain things done. And that was the deal. So always make sure if you have a contract that has to do some major work in your house, even if it's just a little minor stuff, get three estimates. Definitely get three estimates. Folks, I hope you are saving money this year, and I hope that you're having a blessed year and life is good. Your money's rolling in good. Your family's good. I hope everybody is good. Let me tell you, I have a thing for Black Friday, right? I happen to like just watching the videos or the news to see how people are crazy at the malls and what they're buying and stuff like that. I've watched a few videos for Black Friday, and I'm saying to myself, where's everybody? It's not the big crowds that they used to have with people fighting and stuff. Like I read somewhere, someone was saying that, where's the nobody's looking for big TVs anymore. Nobody is looking for furniture anymore. I mean, inflation has really taken a hold of us and everything is so expensive. But you don't see the long lines and you don't see the people running and you don't see the craziness that you would normally see. And they were saying, the newscaster was saying, because of COVID, after COVID's over, everybody's not spending. I don't think it's because of COVID. I think the simple fact that people don't have the money no more. I don't know about you, but my light bill went up, food bill went up, heating bill went up, insurance went up. That was all the excess money that people had to spend on gifts. And why are we buying gifts again? Tell me. Could somebody really explain that to me? What is really Black Friday about? Is it about the consumer or is it about the retailer making money? To me, I think it's about the retailer making money. If you don't need it, don't buy it. Okay? We need basic things: food, shelter, some clothing, and some transportation. Everything else is extra. So these are just my opinions. I don't do Black Friday shopping. If I going to give gifts, I would have did it for the summertime during the yard sales when everything is like pennies on the dollar. And this year, since there really were no yard sales, I didn't really pick up too many gifts, if I picked up any at all. Because nowadays I find people starting to get rid of things, not accumulate them, get rid of them, because expenses are high, living is high. So somebody buying you a gift, that's all well and fine, but would you rather have like a Coach bag or a brand new whatchamacallit? Or would you rather have a gift card to a grocery store or a gift card to pay down your electric bill or a gift card to maybe pay your insurance if they have something like that? You know what I'm saying? People want practical stuff. And that's what you give somebody, because it's not the gift. It's the thought behind the gift. And it's knowing that somebody cares about you enough to say, here you go. I don't remember if I told you this, but a lot of times me and my friends wouldn't really exchange this. We'd just go out and be like, look, I got this. I'm going to take you out to dinner. Won't be a fancy dinner. Maybe Olive Garden or Red Lobster, something like that. You know, an economy place. We still go out to dinner and eat and call it a day. Because it's not the gift. Like I said, it's just the thought that counts. And when somebody really needs something, you're going to give them something they don't need compared to something they need. You know, these are my opinions. Anyway, Black Friday, I think, was a bust for retailers because people really don't have the money. People don't have the money. And there's too much going on in our society where money is geared towards other things that are considered more priority, which I truly understand. So, folks, how are you doing? What is your New Year's Eve plans? I know it's early. 2024 is almost among us. And to tell you the truth, I haven't made any plans, New Year's Eve plans, as far as saving money. Only thing I know is I have to do better than what I have to do, what I've been doing. I got to get back on a cheapskate wagon because we've all fall off. But then, you know what? We fall off, you dust yourself off, and you get back on that wagon and you save that money. But you have to save it the way you do it, because everybody's different. Some people go to extreme saving money. Some people are in the middle. Some people want to balance, you know. So you have to decide where you are. Everybody's different. I can only tell you things I do, but you have to do it to save money where you're comfortable. So on that note, I just want to say I missed y'all. I hope you continue to be with me here on the Cheap Cheetah Money Show. It's been a while, but, you know, I figured I just wanted to talk to you and see how everybody's doing. You know where to find me, the Cheap Cheetah Money Show at blogspot.com, or you can leave me a message here on Spotify. What's going on with your life? What's going on with your money life? What's going on, period? You know, let me know. We're family. We will always be family, folks. Because we're about saving, making, and having fun with our money. And on that note, you have a great Cheap Cheetah day. Be safe. Be blessed. And you know what? I want you to save that money for me. And until next time.